Good afternoon, everyone. This is Carolyn Evers, and I have to say I'm just delighted to be here. It's a place where I can touch you and you can touch me, and together we can explore the unknown, you might say. And so this show today, for any of you who might not be aware of this before today, we explore the records in a very special place. It is the records of everything that has happened to you on Earth, in the cosmos. It is the records that have moved up through the dimensions until they sit at the foot of Source, where they are guided and lovingly handled by a band of cherubim angels. And this is something that I have done many lifetimes. I have come along with my son when there has been much turmoil in the world and an opportunity for a marvelous development to the next level. And so reading the records for individuals has been a very great help to those who have asked for a reading. It answers questions in a manner that perhaps you might not find elsewhere. And this band of angels, as I said, are the cherubim. And the reason that the cherubim work with these records is because the records are laid down in vibration, and this is the very special ability that this group of cherubim are able to work with. They're on the lower rung of the cherubimic realm. The upper realm is the portion of cherubim that actually move the vibrations from Source, send those vibrations out into the to the whole cosmos and back again to Source. It is what maintains the cosmos, that energetic beating of the vibration directly from Source out in the world and back again. This is what the cherubim do. The lower of end of the cherubim, it is a band, as I said, an elliptical band that surrounds Source. That band is the one that holds these records. And when Source asks for a particular record, this band of cherubim actually compacts that record and sends it to Source for review. When that record is reviewed by Source, there is a geometric symbol that is placed upon it. Source has reviewed it. Some people who have asked for records, that emblem is on there. Source has actually reviewed everything that individual has ever done in all of their lifetimes. And this is quite interesting, you know, when you can tell somebody that Source actually held their records, actually reviewed it, and then what came forth from those records. It is, I believe, a life-altering event to know that you have done these things and they have been acceptable. Something that I would like to say that the cherubim say continuously: you were sent by God to experience and to come back again to God. You don't have to use the word God. They don't. They use the word Source, but many understand Source as God, and that's why I'm using that word. But to them, it is Source. And it is a very beautiful picture painted of how the souls were created, how Source had certain ideas and concepts that they wished to accomplish, and they had this intent and this beautiful music and color, and particles of Source were thrown forth in this mix of color and sound, and you and I came forth, and planted in our hearts was this design to accomplish in a certain fashion. That is our mission. It is good to know your mission. It is good to know how many lifetimes that you actually lived your mission, and you're performing it well now. The problem is we don't remember. And that's the reason behind going to the records and find out, to have our memory tickled, so to speak, to have the doorway opened so we know who we are. Something that I get many times from people is size of their loneliness. There's many who are lonely. They might be in a committed relationship and they're lonely because it's not going right. They might be in a family where they're lonely because there are problems. And they might be lonely because they don't have someone that they consider a committed love. And I want to say a few words about that. This was in a reading that I had just done today for someone. And they spoke of their loneliness. And what the record actually said was, and they've said this before, is consciously we don't really remember our connection with Source, but unconsciously we do. And there was something so beautiful and pleasing in that connection. It's what they would call bliss. And consciously, we don't remember that bliss, but we yearn for it because unconsciously, there's a part of us that knows that this is missing in our life now. And so we are yearning for Source. We remember it because it's hidden. And that is how it was meant to be. Because what the cherubim say is, if we remembered this completely, we would not be able to stay in flesh because we are so intimately tied to Source. And so, for those of you who yearn, for those of you who are in some way lonely, it is only because you know of this bliss somewhere within you and you want to experience it again, as all of us want to experience it again. And so over and over again, the cherubim tell us how very grand we are. We left Source at Source's direction to gather experience and to gather that and bring it back. And so they honor us for us, our commitments in ways that's hard to fathom. They love us so deeply, perhaps in ways that we don't realize and we don't connect to our own knowingness. And that is what is so beautiful and is told so many times and times again, how much we are loved. And the thing that the second part of that directive was, first, go and experience. And the second part of that directive was to help those along the way that need our assistance. They're the only two things that we were asked to do. And so we have gone and we have done these things. And sometimes we feel shame because we have judged ourselves. We have judged our losses. We have judged what we consider are our failures. And we go to the other side of the veil and we look down on that lifetime. And we say, oh, we really didn't accomplish what we wanted to do. And so there is judgment there. And the angels constantly tell us, they do not judge us. Source does not judge us. Only we judge us. And so what all of this is about is acceptance. We need to accept ourselves for this beautiful entity that we are. And so I hear from people who want readings who say, I'm depressed. How do I lift that depression? And in some of these cases, I don't know, certainly in all of them, but some of them that I am reading is because people had a mission. They came with this magnificence of thought. I'm going to come down into this realm. I've got these ideas as to what I'm going to accomplish. It's going to be so brilliant. And you get down here, and there is this third dimension, perhaps not third now, but at least in this dense dimension, there is a struggle. Maybe even the dark forces have attacked in some fashion, or there's obstacles of some sort that you didn't count on, and so you didn't accomplish what you planned to do. And if you judge yourself too harshly when you go to the other side, and if you have done this several times, can you not see why perhaps you might feel depressed this time because there is this cloud hanging over your soul, so to speak, and it is your own judgment. I did not accomplish what I set out to accomplish. And it is for naught. God's source does not judge us, and we should not judge us. So what I would like to suggest, if there are some out there who might want me to send my mind to the center of the cosmos and find your book of records for a particular question, please feel free to call in, and we will do this for you. Now, I get other questions. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, husbands, and wives, where they have lost a loved one. And that loved one is on the other side, and here they are on this side. And I understand this completely because my son is in spirit working with me. He died as a child of 16. I went through all of the pain that mothers go through when they lose a child. So I have great empathy and understand when someone tells me that they are grieving because of a child. Or rather, shall I say, the loss of a child. They see it as a loss. I saw it as a loss when my son first died. And so for me, it was a very great loss. And anyone who loses a child has what they feel is this loss. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wondered if I could have my Akashic records checked.
Yes, and who am I speaking to?
My name is Jeannie.
Jeannie. Jean, you have a voice that sounds so familiar to me, like someone I was just talking to. That's why I asked the name. Anyway, Jeannie, what is your question, dear?
I just wondered what my reason for being here on this lifetime.
Your reason for being. I get that question an awful lot.
I'll bet. We're all searching to see what we're doing, what we're supposed to be doing here.
Yes, it gets to be kind of a little bit of a problem because we feel like we've lost something or we're not on the right path. I have to tell you, Jean, I went through that same searching pattern myself. What am I supposed to be doing? I know I'm supposed to be doing something here, but I just don't know what it is. I know it's important, but when is it going to happen? And for me, it was a moment of timing. I knew what I needed to do down deep, but the timing wasn't right. And so sometimes it's timing, and sometimes it's a case of being out of kilter, so to speak. And we're going to see what we can find about your situation, if it's a timing or if you need to reset your rudder.
Okay.
But I will say that for a lot of people right now, this idea of mission is an issue of timing because of what is happening in the world right now. And I have found that a lot of light workers are coming. They have missions, but their mission is not quite beginning because we are not going through that transitional period of ascension, and they're here working on ascension. So don't know if that's yours, but Jeannie, we will try and find out. Now, I tell you, dear, there's a part of my mind that goes to the center of the cosmos where I connect with the angelic band there, and so it takes me a moment. If you just give me a moment to get into that place. And by the way, how this works is the energy from your mind and your question, I am able to take. So it's an energetic thing. And as I get there to the center, I hold the space so that the angels can read your question and connect your question and your energy with your soul record. I've had some people ask how that works because you could be anywhere in the world, and that's how this works. So I go, hold the space, and in a sense, you might say, you are presenting yourself, dear one, with your question in your hand. And so we will ask these lovely ladies, and they present themselves to me as a female angel, and they already have your record. And for humans, this has the appearance of a book, though you may be aware that it's not actually a book. It's a round, circular, sort of electronic record that is recorded in vibration. All of what you have ever done is there in that recorded vibration, but they show it to me as a book. And the cover of it is brown. We say this because most souls have a brown cover. They were created on the pink ray of love, and that means whatever you are going to do, whether it's a hobby or a profession, it will bring the most happiness to you if it is centered somewhere along the element of love. So that if it has some blue in it, where there is knowledge, librarians created on this ray would be happy as a librarian, a nurse, these kinds of professions. So your cover is brown, and that gives you some indication of your ability of how you were constructed. And they open this book, and there is a tremendous amount of light streaming forth. You have been associated with a light through many of your incarnations. It has been what you are about. You have been a light worker working for the light. Sometimes you have deviated from that because we need to know how the universe works. And we need to know how the light works and how the dark works. So each of us need to blend that in a certain fashion. And you have done this, but you have dedicated your heart and your soul and your ability to light. Now, this time, we are coming down to this time, except they're making a stop before this lifetime. And there is a reason for that, because you have made commitments elsewhere before you came here. You made commitments with others to participate, they're saying, in a grand experiment. We kind of know what that grand experiment today is, don't we? It is the ushering in of a new age. And so you made a commitment with another group of beings. You know, we are, all of us, I would say, have come to this planet from other planets. You know, we didn't start our existence here. We have come through many dimensions, many planets. Each of us has this in our history. And this is what happened to you. You went through all of the dimensions. You went through the planets. And you are a representative. You are a representative from another group of beings who have a great interest here on the planet. They have been guiding and directing the activities here. Sometimes they've made mistakes. And in their mistakes, they must correct them before they, in turn, can elevate themselves to the next higher dimension also. And that is the reason for you being here this time. You are acting, I don't know if you recall any of this, you are acting as a radio receiver, as an antenna. You are sending forth information to them, and they are sending information to you. Does any of this make sense?
Well, it's very fascinating. And, yeah, I kind of figured I was something like that. So
they're showing me an image of a large radio tower.
Okay.
And they're showing these little sparkles of what looks like lightning coming back and forth. Well, anyway, you're saying you felt that this might be the case. What has happened in your life that you feel that this is your, for lack of a better word, mission?
Well, I've been reading a lot and, of course, listening to BBS a lot and just pondering everything that I'm supposed to be doing. And I've got a little grandson that is a little empath, and he just is amazing. And he's like a little radio tower, too.
Well, do you feel that you receive information sometimes and you don't know where it comes from?
Yes, yes.
Do you feel that you get more of this information in quiet times of the day, like mornings or evenings?
Yeah, more usually in the morning when I first wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I get a lot through my dreams.
Ah, dreams would be very important. Do you record them?
I've been dreaming for a long time that I'm in high school or in some school learning, and the other night I finally graduated. I actually dreamt I graduated, and I thought, oh, wow, finally, after all these years.
I've had that dream, too. I've been there with my son. It is the lessons that we need to know about Earth. And apparently you've absorbed enough of those lessons, and they opened the door for you so you could get out.
Yes, yes.
Did you see this school as not having windows and doors when you were there studying?
Yeah, I didn't have those.
Just because that was my experience also. There wasn't any doors there, wasn't any windows, and then all of a sudden they let you out. It was like graduation day. Well,
and then I was there, I would have tests, and I think, well, I didn't study for this. How am I going to pass this test?
Apparently you passed, dear.
Yes, apparently I finally
You've
did.
You've accumulated enough of your lessons. Well, what I would say to you is you know this in an unconscious level, and if you're willing to work with this on an unconscious level, that's fine. You can just continue the way you are. But many of us want to be able to work with these blessings in a more conscious manner. And so if that is your desire to understand a little better, in other words, your soul knows what you're doing. It's the conscious entity that's down here that doesn't always know. And for some people, they don't care. You know, just give me my dinner on time and a roof that doesn't leak, and I'm happy. But there's others who want to know a little bit more consciously what they're doing. And if you want to know a little bit more consciously about that, then record your dreams. You will see patterns in that. spend a little bit, if you can, wake up 10 minutes earlier even and get a little bit more of that information time in the morning or at night before you go to bed. It seems to work that way because there seems to be less activity on the inner planes, less electrical interference from equipment and machinery in this dimension. And it seems to be a little easier for people to do this during those times.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been, for the last 5 years, I've been taking care of my daughter. She was hit by a drunk driver, and she has had a lot of surgeries, and she just got through with a major brain surgery.
And, well, what I might suggest to you, Jeannie, we've got two shows on healing. We've just done them. They're on every 2 weeks. Call in then if you feel the need. And if you want a more complete reading for all of those out there, my website's www.akashic.reading.com. And bless you, Jeannie. We're so glad to have been able to help you in some fashion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And so what we were talking about before Jeannie contacted us was about a individual whose daughter passed to the other side. And I was telling you how I really understand this since I lost a child and what a traumatic time this is for a parent to heal this, because everything in our nature tells us that as parents, we're going to live longer than children. And when children die, it's very difficult because there's this belief system we have to overcome too. And so we are going to be coming up to a break. And on the other side of break. Yes?
Hello. Good afternoon, Caroline. My name is Adam.
Adam?
I am calling, yes.
Okay.
I am a light worker with the problem.
That's a problem?
No. My problem is that I am 56 years old, and I still have only one thing to do, is to forgive myself. And that something is so embedded in my core that I just cannot overcross that barrier. I know everything is to know about light workers and about spirit and about God and about love. And I find myself, my bigger killer, you know.
Oh, my
God.
Adam,
I was wondering, yes.
Let's see what we can do for you, because we want you to love yourself and forgive yourself for anything that you think is wrong. Let us see what the angels say. Now, you be there in peace and love, because we have some suggestions for you, but let's see what we can find out from your records, dear one. Because I know the universe loves you and finds you worthy. Source does not judge you, and neither do those who hold your records. Only you judge yourself. And so let us find if we can figure out some way that you can be released and freed from this. Because you are too beautiful. You are too beautiful to hold this pain within your heart any longer. Let's see what we can find out.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. What the angels are saying, and they're showing me, of course you know, Adam, these things have come to you from the past. They have weighed heavily on your heart because you feel that you haven't succeeded in what you were sent to do. And you have been sent to do some very big things in the past. Things that perhaps were too much for one soul to accomplish. Understand this, Adam. When you came, the world was not ready for what you had to give. You were an advanced guard. You were an advanced guard from the heavens, and people were not ready to hear your story of love. And so you were persecuted. You were killed. You were tortured. And you blamed yourself for this. It was not you. You were only the messenger. You know what they say. They kill messengers.
Yeah.
You know that, dear one. They kill messengers. It wasn't because you deserved it. It had nothing to do with you. It were others who just did not understand your message. And so, there's a part of this that you're having trouble forgiving yourself because you haven't forgiven some people in the past yet. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've been working on that for the years, and
okay.
I think I cleared up everybody up to myself now.
Okay, let me
and
do
I'm
this
stuck
for
you,
years. Adam, dear, we will help you. Now, here's what I want you to do. That is the reason. That is what is behind this. It is an issue of forgiveness. And this can be lifted from you and from your root race and from your genetic lineage. This is where some of it is coming from. And I want you to call Saturday when Caroline is on the show with me so that we can lift this shame and this unforgiving part that is there in your heart, and call us back when Caroline is there or our ET healing show. And it seems like you're having trouble lifting this from your heart, and it can be. There's locks and blockages there, and you're having a problem, and I think you need an outside source right now. Now, I've read the records. I've told you what your problem is. We are here on the show with the healers that can heal you. Will you do that, Adam? Will you call us back when we have healers here who can help lift that energetic being from your genetic line?
Of course I will do that.
Okay. You come back, dear one.
Thank you so much.
We will assist you with that, and don't be so harsh on yourself. You are love. Love yourself.
Thank you.
Source loves you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now for our little break. We'll take a break now so we can have some water and refresh ourselves, and we will come back after break, I promise you. Oh, we're back, friends, and I'm so glad to be here. We had our drink of water, needed a little bit of refreshment here, and I wanted to give you some information. Please feel free to call, by the way, while we are talking about some of these readings and see if we can help you. And if you're shy and don't care to call, you can go to the website at akashic-reading.com, and you know we can help you there. Whatever fills your needs, we are here to help. On the other side of the break, we were talking about a mother who had lost a child and was at the point that she was grieving so. And she said she was crying every day, and I understand that. I also understand that when you have that kind of grief in your heart, it's very hard to connect to those individuals who are on the other side. You see, all of you really are able to do what I'm doing, especially now that the dimensions are thinning out. They're becoming thinner, but we're not tuning in. And the reason for that is there is so much darkness here. Those on the other side explain it to me in this way. They say that they don't have a clear sight of us. That when they look down on this planet, yes?
Holly, I was listening to your show.
Yes.
And I had a question.
Yes, your name?
My name is Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
What was your question, Julia?
It's about my adult son. I've hired a lawyer to work on his situation, and we have a hearing on Tuesday, and I'm hoping that it works out where my son is not going to go to prison.
Well, that certainly is a heavy thing.
Yeah, I've been listening to what your experience with your son,
mm-hmm.
and I thought you might be able to understand. It is a very heavy thing. And
yes, it's very heavy.
I'm trying to fight for my son to, or for the court to look at doing something else other than the prison, you know, community service, that kind of thing.
Well, there's a couple issues here, Julia. One issue is the outcome of what's going to happen at court.
Yeah.
The other issue is what is the spiritual significance behind the deed, so to speak, whatever that deed was, and I'm not asking you. I'm just saying that there are usually spiritual reasons for everything that happens here on Earth.
Yeah.
Whether it's relationships with people, whether it's health. So you have a couple things here your question.
My son comes from my family, me, and
mm-hmm.
it's been generations of abuse. And
aww.
I thought that I was going to be able to protect my son when he was small from that, but I was just learning what abuse meant and that kind of thing. So anyway, my son encountered some serious episodes. Had encounters with family members, trusted family members, sexually abusing him. And
mm-hmm.
but still, it's no excuse. I understand that. You know, we have to be accountable for our actions as adults. And so anyway, I think. You know, I've learned a tremendous lot in this lifetime, and I continue to learn. And
don't you get tired of learning sometimes?
Sometimes I just want to ask for mercy.
Julia, let me say this. First of all, before we get to your son, you need a healing.
I know.
And call for yourself on Saturday when I have a show with Caroline, my co-host Caroline Allen.
Okay.
Because you have, you've got a great need for healing on many fronts.
Yep.
This problem has been exacerbated by the fact that this is a genetic problem. You know, when you come down through the family line, all of that needs to be released.
Yeah.
So you're working on yourself, but you've also had things that have happened through the genetics line that needs to be released, and
yeah.
Caroline is very good with that. You also need a healing from the point of view of whatever happens with your son, that you're going to have to deal with that.
I know.
And so you're going to need some fortification there and some healing. So we just had a show yesterday. We're on every 2 weeks, and so in 2 weeks you can call in on Saturday you know, we could work with you.
Okay.
Now, with regards to your son, when we look at the records and we ask for information, we can only ask for information about ourselves or the other person as it relates to you.
Okay.
So I probably wouldn't be able to give you information, say, about his past, his past blocks and so forth, because the individual's records are almost like medical records in the sense that there is an element of privacy.
Okay.
And so some of this information I can't get because you asked, but I could get it as it relates to you as the mother.
Okay.
Because that's where it affects you.
Yeah.
And so I just want a little more clear of a picture as to your question. Is your question how this court case is going to be resolved? Is
yes.
that the question? Is
yeah,
that the question?
He's never been in trouble before like
mm-hmm.
this, and it was a circumstance that unfolded that.
Well, we don't need to go into the details because that's kind of private too, Julia. But what we will say here is, we are not giving a psychic reading. What we are giving is actually an event that is recorded in a record. So people who give a psychic reading are looking at the possibilities and the probabilities, and from those probabilities are picking up a thread that seems the most possible outcome out of the situation.
Yeah.
And so the records are a little bit different in the sense that they're not doing this. However, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to go and see what kind of information that we can get for you, but just to understand that it might not exactly be answering your particular question because you want to know an outcome.
Yeah.
And that's dealing, as I said, with possibilities and probabilities.
Okay.
But let's see what the angels do say with regards to the records, and maybe we can get something for you that would help relieve some of your anxiety.
Okay.
Because you have great anxiety around this, I understand.
Yes.
Yes. By the way, have you been praying over this?
Oh, every minute. I listen to CDs all the time about. And, you know, they're focused on prayer. I go to shrines. I go to church. I'm
okay.
praying at home. I'm praying every minute.
Have you prayed for the judge?
I see the judge. I see the state prosecutor. I see
That's
the courtroom
good.
Filled with love. And
good, good. You're doing all the right things. And are you seeing a positive a result of this for your son?
I see everybody happy and shaking
good,
hands.
Good,
and,
good. That, as you know, that is the way to create. And you're doing the right things. Now, are you asking other people to pray also?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Good, good. See, you're doing all the things that you can as a mother. In other words, you're praying for him, you're praying for everybody along the way, and you're getting others to pray. You're envisioning a positive outcome from all of this. Now, one other thing. Have you thought about calling in angels?
I have been calling in the angels.
Okay, I would suggest that you add to that list Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Call on Archangel Michael with a specific request and ask him to... Oh, he's here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Thank you.
He says, with your permission, he will send his angels to assist your son.
Yes.
To surround the judge, to surround the court, for them to judge your son with as much compassion as possible, and if it does not meet your expectations, to surround your son and you with the heavenly support that is possible. And he is also telling me that he is with you.
Okay.
And to see his sword of truth and to understand that no matter what happens, that your son, this is for his highest good. He is not saying that what comes out of this is going to be destruction. He doesn't mean that at all. He is simply saying that we all have lessons, and if things happen, they happen sometimes for the highest good, to have faith. He will be by your side. He will be by your son's side. And he said to think of him and to be with him. And he anoints you with his sword for your strength and for your courage, that there is a very deep bond between you and your son over many lifetimes.
Yes.
And all of this has a purpose to it. You do not see the purpose right now, but there is a purpose.
Yes.
And he says, I enfold you in my love. And to rest, take care of yourself. Eat properly, listen to some soothing music, and if you can, meditate, light a candle, call on him, and he will be within your midst.
Okay.
And I think this is your answer, dear heart.
All right.
I'm not going to go to the records and look at this. I think he stepped forth to give you this support. And if you want more information, if you feel this is not enough, then go ask for a reading where we will do something for you in private from my website.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, you are loved. Your son is loved.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that was not expected, my friend, but I had, Archangel was not very far from me because I had just done a meeting with the Conclave members on a telephone conference, and if there are people out there within my voice who feel attracted in some way to this glorious Archangel, go to archangelmichaelsconclave.com, and if you feel so inclined, join the Conclave. He teaches members of the Conclave. He gives us lessons. We are studying the electron right now and how that works to prepare us for ascension. We have a newsletter, and we have telephone conferences where he comes and he speaks directly to his members through me, and he answers their questions. And yes.
Hello?
I can't hear you. Your name?
Can't hear me?
I can hear you now. What is your name, sir?
Brett.
Brett?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Brett?
I'm working on clearing my emotional body from past traumas and meditation.
From
and
past traumas and what?
I'm working on clearing my emotional body from past traumas and through meditation.
Through meditation, mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see if there was any information that would come through about what area, what is my greatest blockage, energetic blockage.
Okay, we can do that, but let me ask you a question. Apparently, you feel that there is something that needs to be cleared, do you not?
Yes.
Uh-huh, because I think you would not have called me with this question if you didn't feel like there was an emotional blockage.
Right.
Now, is this showing up in the physical or simply the emotional?
It definitely shows up in the physical. I have a couple different areas in my body where I experience some chronic pain up in my left shoulder blade area, which I'm not aware of any injury from this lifetime. And so I don't know where that's coming from. And then also in my left lower back is an area of pretty extreme tightness, even though I do a lot of yoga to help ease that pain. I'm trying to see if there's a spiritual cause for it.
Okay. We can check the records for that, but let me ask you a question. Do you scan your body when you are resting? What I mean by that is when you go to bed at night or you're meditating and say you're lying on your bed and you're relaxed, do you send a part of your mind to these different places where you are struggling with pain?
I haven't done that so much, no. But I kind of just asked for, you know, light to come into this area to help it.
Actually, this is very important, Brett. I wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't. There are things in the present, there's things in the past, there are things that are genetic, and there are blockages from several lifetimes where the same thing occurs. Now, one place that you can start with, Julius Caesar talks about this in his book, Conversations with Caesar, and the masters talk about the same process in Chaos Before Creation, and here's how you do it. I do this when I go to bed at night because I'm relaxed and it's easy to get into the alpha state. In other words, right before you go off to sleep at night, you lay there and you mentally, you can start at the top of your head or you could start at your feet. I usually start at my feet. And you mentally pass through like your feet, your legs, and you try to assess the feeling, the emotion. Now, you're saying, did you say your back is a problem?
Mostly my upper left shoulder blade area between the scapula
and
spine.
When you get there with your mind, you try and see if you can feel an emotion. Now, this part's very important because there is something stuck. There could be. I'm not saying that it is. There could be something stuck in the emotional body that has to do with a past life emotion. And if you, I myself have had this situation where I had a pain in my foot. And I worked with that and felt the emotion because I had died as a warrior and felt that I had stepped on, you might say, a booby trap, a shaft of wood, and couldn't continue with the other men who were in the charge. And I felt that I had let them down and that we lost the battle because I was the leader and couldn't get them there. I'm giving you an example so you understand how these things can get stuck in the emotional body. And that is why the emotion is so important, because you're going to have emotions like shame or anger, or like if you had a wound there and it changed your whole course of direction, you might have a resentment, a hatred. And you can't lift that unless you feel that emotion. So now you can do it with an energy worker. We're talking here about doing it yourself. So you try and feel the emotion. If you can feel that emotion, you then surrounded in white light, and you hand this over to God to have it transmuted. Now, if you can't do that, then you need an energy worker to help you with that, because there are sometimes we can't do that ourselves. I know when I first started working with this, it was very difficult for me to recognize that emotion, and I started working with an energy worker, and she told me what emotion was stuck, and then I was able to work with it and understand it. She lifted it, but then that helped me to recognize the emotion. And many times these things from past lives happen at a very traumatic time when we are killed in some fashion. We miss, maybe even miss our mission. And so work with that. We're getting up to the time when I have to get off of the air. And so here's what I would suggest. Caroline, my co-host on Saturday, now we just had a meeting yesterday on the air. She is an energy worker. Work with this until we are on. Try and go over these body parts and see if you can feel the energy that is there. If you can't, call us and we will get her to help you remove this energetically. Can you do that?
Yes.
Good, because see, Brett, we are at, you know, we are at the end of our time. And if you call then, we can explain to you the other methods that can be used and the other reasons for your pain. And you can also call in next Sunday when I can read the records for this particular pain. But meanwhile, work on that, dear, and we'll see if we just can't help you with that.
Great. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And bye.
Goodbye. And so for this time, my friends, I am going to sign out, and because it is the end of our hour, and just tell you how much you are loved by Source, and I send you my love, and so I say for this time, goodbye. Talk to you later.